Mamá, mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No. Mamá, mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know, the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not...
with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Well, typical freaks,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah. Eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No. What they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag. And then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. Had so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
You're listening to All Over the Map. It's Thursday night, 88.7 on your FM dial, KRVS. KRVS.org on the internet. That was Cheech and Chong. Here's John Lee Hooker.
The best thing in life is free, but you can give it to the birds and bees. I need some money. Need some money. Oh, yeah. What I want. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. Need some money, oh yeah, what I want. I need some money, honey. I need some money right away. I need some money so bad. I need some money, oh yeah, what I want. Money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't buy that I can't use. I need some money. I need money, yeah, what I want. I need some money, honey. I need some money so bad. All of my bills behind. I need some money right now. I know your love is so good, baby. I need some money. Oh, yeah. What I want. I need some money. I need some money. What I want.
All right. You're listening All Over the Map, 88.7 KRVS. Here's the Silver Jews with San Francisco, B.C.
San Francisco, B.C. I lived with my true love and she lived with me. Romance is the douche of the bourgeoisie was the very first thing she imparted to me. We had sarcastic hair, we used blue pseudonyms. We got a lot of stares on the street back then. Since her dad, a local barber, had been beaten to death, she had become a vocal martyr in the vegan press. The cops had failed, they couldn't catch a bus. They were looking for a male with a bad haircut and her tumbleweed. That's it, love and our affair d'amour was set on self-destruct. She said, you don't make enough to provide for me.
said, what about the stuff that we quote believe?
She said, I left that on the sands of history. I found a new man who take care of me. He dresses for success and emergency, and he moves a lot of concrete on the QVC.
The widespread possession of the inexpensive magnetic recorder makes it possible for people all over the world to exchange recordings. This record will give you a few of the more than 10,000 folk recordings I have exchanged with people in 40 countries. Although the exchange I established is mainly musical, you can see the possibilities for any type of audible material. It is a real thrill to open your mail and hear something like this.
Bridgewater, South Dakota. Hello, Tony. I received your letter here the other day. That's about 2 days ago by our mail. Well, I'm going to send you a wire now. This is a 50-minute wire, and of this stuff that I generally do, you know, singing the cowboy stuff. I don't know if you fellas in New York City appreciate this kind of music that we folks around here do. Well, I'm a farmer. My age is 41 years. My farm is about 400 acres. I raise cattle, corn, wheat, oats, barley, all that stuff. You probably know what that is. And my hobby, well, that's what I'm playing right now is my guitar.
In addition to making many new friends, your mail can bring much beautiful music.
Hello, Tony Schwartz. I'm bringing you greetings from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm also giving you my promise, and it will be a pleasure to fulfill it, that within the next few months you'll be getting a whole stream of tapes and wires from other people in Pittsburgh, and they'll be coming from my hometown to you. Now, this is a Romanian song that I learned from my mother. It's called Sadus, and it says it's usually sung by a woman, and she tells that her lover has left her and that she would search for him to the ends of the earth. Her life is useless and worthless without him, and living without him is a painful thing, and she would much prefer to put a gun to her head and be dead in a moment. Sadus al mio iubitul, sadus și m-a lăsat, cu inima zdrobită și cu un amor oftat. S-a dus și nu știu unde, pe ce calor să-l găsesc. Mai bine un glonț de pușcă și moartea la moment.
A Norwegian student sings of a little Norwegian boy.
Polsin hun upp på huen, hun släppte hunen så lätt över hugen sprang. Pol kunde väl på hun upp och nämma, reven var ute med rumpa så lang. Kluck, 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 sa hun upp på huen, kluck, 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 sa hun upp på huen. Pol han sprang och vrängde med ögon, nu tog inte komma hemma till mor. Inte kan du värpa och inte kan du gala, inte kan du krypa och inte kan du gå. Efe gå må kvänna och måla och få ett mjöle i miste igår. Men putsa han Paul, jag är inte bangen, putsa han Paul, jag är inte bangen. Käften mot dig jävna som mangen, nå tog jag väl komma hemma till mor.
This is Max Nichols of Pietermaritzburg, Natal, South Africa, calling Tony Schwartz of New York, USA. Hello, Tony. Well, I got the spool of yours, as you can see it coming back to you now, and I'll open this little short program to you.
A song he sent me from an African city night spot. Thank you.
tuned in to KRVS 88.7 on your FM dial, Lafayette Lake Charles, Acadiana at large, krvs.org on the interweb. We've been listening to selected pieces of The World in My Mailbox by Tony Schwartz. So this is on a Folkways recording. Sound archivist Tony Schwartz spent much of his life documenting the sounds of his New York City neighborhood, largely because of his agoraphobia prevented him from traveling far from home. Schwartz nonetheless amassed a large collection of recording from international musicians through audio exchanges via the mail. The World in My Mailbox features music from this exchange. The collection spans a number of continents and ranges from intimate solo vocal performances to live club performances. The liner notes include some of Schwartz's correspondence with the performers on the album. It's a great listen. It's widely available online and on CD, as well as, well, if you're lucky enough to find the original Folkways recordings. All right, stick around. We've got plenty more to come. I'm going to let the rest of this record play out, and hopefully you will enjoy it. Let me know if you want to hear more of this type of thing.
From an outlying district. Housewife in Ireland.
This is rather an interesting one. It's a welcome back to the potato gatherers. You know, that lots of these itinerant workers used to go over to Scotland every year for the potato harvest. And this is a lovely, lovely song of welcoming. These Irish itinerant workers went over and then they came back. This is the song welcoming them back to their native, and it's a great song of welcoming. Oh, Roshe the Vaha, Wahala, oh, Roshe the Vaha, Wahala, oh, Roshe the Vaha, Wahala, in Isherachten Tauri, Hinach Bioshin, Hinach Shacht, one Arnuivra, Ishelv Gomerlach, Arnuivra, Mahushla, Ramochri, Mahalin Osta. Oh, Roshe the Vaha Wahalya, oh, Roshe the Vaha Wahalya, oh, Roshe the Vaha Wahalya, and Isher Hakten Tauri.
A young Haitian worker.
At 4 or 5 o'clock p.m. every day in the streets of Port-au-Prince, one can hear the voices of women selling a certain kind of kerosene, and it goes, Megao, Megas. This one are the women is a, let's see, it's a yell of the women selling peanuts, roasted peanuts. Pistache grillé bon goussel, pistache grillé bon goussel. This you hear in the streets, but it's not any particular seller, but where a group of government employees, you know, laborers are working on a railroad or on a road construction repairing. When it comes, when 12 o'clock, when it's near noon, they want to go and have their lunch and they begin to sing this tune you'll hear all over. Fomano, c'est le mouet, Fomano. Fomano, c'est le mouet, Fomano. Fomano, c'est le mouet, Fomano. C'est le mouet, Fomano, c'est le mouet. Travaillez, mes grands goûts. Travaillez, v'lez manger, oh.
An engineer in India.
This new song is a song of the peasants, the insurrection that was led by the peasantry against the landlords, the absentee landlordism. And this was quite popular around 1943 and 1944. this is usually sung by both men and women together. This has an interesting paragraph which depicts a sarcastic note on the black marketeering that was quite rampant just after the war in India. Hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, dhan ho, kaste ta dao shan ho, jan kobul ar man kobul, ar debo na, kaatte moder dhan moder pran ho. Hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, hey Samalo, dhan ho, kaste ta dao shan ho, jan kobul ar man kobul, ar debo na, kaatte moder. ধান মোদের প্রাণ হো চিনি তোমায় চিনি গো জানি তোমায় জানি গো সাদা হাতির কালা মাহু তুমি না জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না কাটতে মোদের ধান মোদের প্রাণ হো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো ধান হো কাস্তেটা দাও শান হো জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না দেব না কাটতে মোদের ধান মোদের প্রাণ ও পঞ্চাশেতে প্রাণ দিছি মা বোনেদের মান দিছি কালা বাজার আলো করো তুমি না জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না কাটতে মোদের ধান মোদের প্রাণ ও হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো ধান হো কাস্তেটা দাও শান হো জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না আর দেব না কাটতে মোদের ধান মোদের প্রাণ ও মোরা তুলব না ধান পরের গোলায় মরব না আর ক্ষুদার জ্বালায় মরব না মোরা তুলব না ধান পরের গোলায় মরব না আর ক্ষুদার জ্বালায় মরব না মোরা কার জমিতে লাঙল চালাই ঢের সয়েছি আর তো মোরা সইব না লাঙল ধরা কড়া হাতের শপথ ভুলো না জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না রক্তে বোনা ধান মোদের প্রাণ ও লাঙল ধরা কড়া হাতের আপদ ভুলো না জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না আর দেব না রক্ত দেব না মান মধুর প্রাণ হো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো ধান হো কাস্তেটা দাও শান হো জান কবুল আর মান কবুল আর দেব না আর দেব না রক্ত দেব না ধান মধুর প্রাণ হো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো হেই সামালো
A farm wife in New Mexico.
The name of the song is Four Stacks of Corn Left. You see, the song about is that when the Mexican workers, you know, and the little farms they have, they supposed to give what all they earn to the patron. But one time they get together, all these workers, and they made themselves fight against this patron. Patron is the boss, you know, the boss they had. And so when one of these guys came back, he found his little white house alone because his people was killed already, and four stacks of corn left in the little ground, and without any cows and nothing else he had. It's just about the song.
Cuatro mil pas tan solo han quedado del ranchito que era mío. Ah, aquella casita tan blanca y bonita, lo triste que está. Me prestarás tus ojos morena, los llevo en el alma. Que viven allá. Los escombros de aquella casita tan blanca y bonita, lo triste que está. Los potreros están sin ganado, toditito se ha acabado. No vuelan palomas, ni hay flores, ni aromas, ya todo acabó. Me prestarás tus ojos, morena, los llevo en el alma, que viven allá. Los escombros de aquella casita tan blanca y bonita, lo triste que...
Soldiers all over the world are becoming interested in recording as a spare time activity. A private at Fort Devens, Massachusetts.
Hello, Tony. I'm stationed at Fort Devens right now, and thanks a lot for the tape and the stuff you sent me. Guys are really raising hell some nights up here, so I'll send you some tape pretty soon.
I am a poor and wandering boy. To many other shores I have been. In Cumberland City I paid my way, and I spent my money in the balls and play. In Cumberland City I married me a wife. She is the joy of my life, treated me kind of night and day, and she caused me to rob on the road highway. So my pretty little miss, 16 years old, hair just as yellow as the shining gold, prettiest face and the daintiest hands, Lord, I bless the ground on where she stands. Now my mother sits and weeps and mourns, sister says she's left alone. My own true love sits in deep despair, with her dark brown eyes and her fair curly hair. Ah.
give me some paper and a tousle down. Write me a letter to my gardener Brown. Every word shall be the truth, Lord, pray for the governor to turn me loose. I'll buy me a ticket in Greenville town, get on a train and it's icy down, and the whistle will blow, and the wheels will roll, and it'll take me 6 months to get back home. Come young and old and stand around, see me laid in this cold ground. I'm not afraid nor ashamed to die, but I hope to meet you in the by and by.
A tape from a major in Germany.
Tony, thanks an awful lot for the interest you've taken in sending me the things I wanted. Right now, I'm rather busy since we just arrived here only 6 weeks ago, getting settled. We have a lot of units that came in only recently that we have to take care of. And soon, I hope to be able to get out into the country and meet some of the people and get some of the stories and music for you. I met a man here in Germany who promised to take me around and introduce me to some people who can give me some of the things we are looking for. Rest assured that as soon as I can, I will make tapes and send them to you.
And the Austrian song he sent to me.
A Holzknecht springt in...
Ah.
A Holzknecht...
Der ging in den Wald.
A Holzknecht, der ging in den Wald.
Holzknecht, Holzknecht, der ging in den Wald. A Holzknecht, der ging in den Wald. Da draußen, da war es sehr kalt, und wir in den Wald seinen geht, und wir in den Wald seinen geht. A Dirndl vor der Stalltüre steht, a Dirndl vor der Stalltüre steht. Da saugt sie gelaus mich hinein, da saugt sie gelaus mich hinein. Sie saugt drauf, muss füttern die Schwein. Sie saugt drauf, muss füttern die Schwein.
Da geht's
packt er sie gar um an Hals. Da packt er sie gar um an Hals. Und druckt die Rabusen mit Schmalz. Und druckt die Rabusen mit Schmalz.
Da geht's krach
und die Stalltür bricht ein.
Geht's krach
und die Stalltür bricht ein. Und die zwei fliegen Saudreck hinein. Die zwei fliegen Saudreck hinein. Das ist die Moral von der Geschichte. Und das ist die Moral von der Geschichte. An die Stalltür, da lahmt man sich nicht. Doch die Stalltür, da lahmt man sich nicht.
An American Corporal in Korea.
It's a song, a contemporary song about the 38th parallel. It's a sorrowful song. It says, my home is in the north, but I can't go there. I can't see my wife, parents, brother, and so forth.
Tomorrow, book to go, I do kane goya, kidari no. Oh, my name.
My exchange of tapes, wires, and records brought many beautiful recordings of all types of instruments. A guitar from upstate New York. Greek harmonica.
This is a Greek folk song from island of Crete.
Thank you.
dulcimer from Kentucky. Peruvian Indian guitar.
Esta música que van a escuchar se llama Harawi. Más de 20 millones de sudamericanos cantan y sienten esta música a través de su trabajo, a través de los campos de sembrío y de los prados. Es cantada por cientos de muchachas jóvenes indias y jóvenes indios. Harawi. A sitar from India. A flute and drum from Mexico.
Thank you.
I am still interested in exchanging recordings with anyone, anywhere.
All right, Thursday night, you're listening to All Over the Map on KRVS 88.7 on your FM dial. We were just listening to Tony Schwartz and his archive of stuff that he exchanged with people in the mail. Here's a little interesting arrangement of a classic. Here's the Sandpipers with their version of Louie Louie. On your FM dial, krvs.org on the interweb. Listener-supported radio. Stick around for Robert and the Minor Chord and Reagan and her punk bureau right after this, y'all. We're going to send you out with some Miss Camille Howard. This one's for all the business women out there, y'all. Have a good weekend.
I can hurry up and settle down.
This program was made possible in part by contributions to KRVS Public Radio from listeners like you.
Join KRVS May 21st for Taste of Fame, a live virtual cooking event featuring PBS chef Lydia Bastianich. For a donation to KRVS, you'll receive a package with the ingredients for a three-course meal delivered to your door. Then follow along in your own kitchen during the Zoom event as Chef Lydia cooks her classic dish, Springtime Asparagus Risotto, and enjoy the meal with family and friends. Click now. Deadline to register is April 22nd. Visit KRVS.org and click on the Taste of Fame link.
Stay tuned after Morning Edition every Friday morning for the Blues Box. I'm Raul.